From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Counties across the northern tier have the oldest median ages of any in the state and are significantly older than the national average. The Duluth News Tribune reports Aiken County is the oldest in Minnesota with a median age of 53.5, with Cook County a close second at 51.4. The data was released this past week by the U.S. Census Bureau. A median age means that half the county's residents are older than that age and half are younger. The median age for the U.S. inched up from 37.5 years in 2012 to 37.6 years in 2013, as baby boomers, the largest demographic group, continue to gray but live longer than their parents and grandparents. The number of Americans 65 and older surged to 44.7 million in 2013. That's up 3.6% from the year previous. The number of Americans younger than 65 grew by only 0.3%. Seven states, five of them in the Great Plains, including North Dakota, saw their median ages decline, mostly as young male workers flood into those regions to take jobs in the oil boom. Virtually every county in northeastern Minnesota was older than the statewide median age of 37.7, which rose from 37.4 back in 2010. Statewide, nearly 20% of Minnesota residents are 60 and older. In northeastern Minnesota, more than 25% are 60 or older. The special prosecutor handling the criminal sexual conduct case against Cook County Attorney Tim Scannell wants to call an expert witness at his upcoming trial to testify that Scannell groomed a 17-year-old girl before engaging in sexual contact with her. The Duluth News Tribune reports Scannell's defense attorney vocally opposed the prosecutor's plan during a pretrial hearing this past Thursday, arguing that allowing the witness to testify would in effect take the fact-finding power out of the jury's hands and label Scannell a sex offender. Judge Sean Flerke didn't hesitate to acknowledge that he needed some help in deciding how to proceed. He took the matter under advisement and said he would rule on it next week. The facts of the case are essentially undisputed. Scannell acknowledges that he had a relationship with the 17-year-old, kissing her and touching her sexually. However, the attorneys dispute whether Scannell was in a position of authority over the girl at the time, which determines whether or not a crime was committed. Thomas Heffelfinger, appointed to prosecute Scannell, told the court that he made the decision to retain an expert witness after he learned that the defense might present evidence about the alleged victim's personality. He said, "We believe there is at least 4 months of grooming behavior by the defendant to develop trust, attention, and reliance that allowed the sexual contact to happen in the first place." Defense attorney Joseph Tamburino argued that grooming experts should only be allowed to testify in cases where young children delayed reporting abuse. Furthermore, he said allowing the witness's testimony would imply that Scannell had already been deemed guilty. As if mosquitoes were not enough, black flies are such annoying biters that most people would rather be bitten by a mosquito. Unfortunately, the pesky pests are about to appear throughout the state in large numbers. A Minneapolis Star Tribune report says breeding conditions have been ideal for the bugs, which are also known as biting gnats or buffalo gnats. Mike McLean is with the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District, and he says black flies breed in running water, which usually makes it easier to target and control them. But with the excess floodwaters this year, bacteria that are flowing into rivers to kill the flies are being diluted. That means the population could explode this year. It's already happened in most of northern Minnesota, where swarms are so thick that in some cases loons have abandoned their nests to flee the bugs. A major partner has given up the right to take a bigger stake in the proposed copper-nickel mine near Ely in northeastern Minnesota. Chilean-based mining company Antofagasta said this week it has terminated its option to buy another 25% of Twin Metals Minnesota. The announcement says Toronto-based Duluth Metals Limited is now assuming control of the joint venture. Duluth Metals owns 60% of Twin Metals. Antofagasta says it's evaluating its options for what to do with its 40% interest in the joint venture and its 10% direct ownership stake in Duluth Metals. The Duluth Mail Processing Center that was spared from a round of U.S. Postal Service closures in 2013 is on the chopping block again. Employees at the center were shown a video of Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe on Monday outlining plans to go ahead with 82 closures nationwide. Included in the closures were Duluth, St. Cloud, Mankato, and Bemidji beginning in January of next year. USPS spokesman in Minneapolis, Peter Nowacki, said because this round of consolidations is still part of the same process that began back in 2011 with Postal Service Board of Governors approval, no new rounds of public comment are necessary. Nowacki said, "We determined that this would be the action we were going to do back then. It was put on hold until now. It's the same case." Nowacki said he didn't know specifics about the impact on jobs or timelines, other than the process will start in January. Senator Al Franken, who stepped in last time to help Duluth's center earn its reprieve, weighed in again this week. He said if these processing centers are closed, a letter sent from Duluth to Hibbing would travel all the way to the Twin Cities and then back up to Hibbing. He said that it doesn't make any sense. This will hurt rural Minnesotans, drive customers away from the Postal Service, and undercut financial savings. The cessation of Saturday mail delivery remains another possible cost-trimming measure. Congress has yet to give its approval for that proposal, which would result in only package delivery on Saturdays. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.